are back from recess. And the first order of business, gentlemen, is to talk county board appointments.
Yes, sir. I'd like to move that we appoint Bill Jones to the vacancy at the Taney County Airport.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to appoint Bill Jones.
Can I modify it, sir?
Yes.
To the unexpired term.
I was just starting to say that. Go ahead. Then you allow your second to be modified also?
Yes.
Motion's been made and seconded to appoint Bill Jones to the unexpired term which exists on the airport board. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously.
I'll move that we appoint Debbie Redford to the unexpired term of the IDA board.
I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to appoint Debbie Redford to the unexpired term that exists on the IDA board. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Any other appointments at this time?
At this time, sir, no. Not for me.
Are we about to get all those filled?
We do have one. We have about two left, and we're
two
about
left.
Done.
Yeah.
Then we're current.
Jim, one of those is there's a P&Z position that with the resignation last week on P&Z from
right.
The Big Creek area,
uh-huh.
And would like to have response from people that live in that area that might be interested in serving on the P&Z board.
I'm glad you thought of that, Danny. Yeah.
That would be something that the news media might pick up and give us a little bit of press on is a P&Z person for the Big Creek area.
You might also note, Dan, where the Big Creek area is?
That's in around Pro Tem, Reuter, off in that area.
We have listed purchasing filing cabinets.
I put that on there, gentlemen, but that will not have to take place if we implement some of these other things that that you brought to my attention this morning. We have already had a designated location that already existed in the county offices to put some filing cabinets to keep those intergovernmental agreements and things that we need to keep updated on, and also the grants and things like that. And if we have someone to take care of grants and contracts and things like that, it might not be in that particular room. But I was going to ask that we go out for bid for those this morning. Is the reason I put that on there. But if you guys want to wait and discuss that at 1 o'clock with what you're maybe wanting to implement with some of this other stuff, it may change my location on that.
Okay.
Well, then we will bring that up again during discussions this afternoon when we begin at 1 o'clock.
All right.
If that's all right.
That's fine.
Make note of that. The 911 consultant bid specifications.
Who put that on there?
I did.
You did? Okay.
I had asked last week if I could have time because we had already made a motion. Let me pull that motion. To move forward through the bid process to coordinate an outside study to provide an analysis of existing Taney County 911 operations, determine potential savings, possible enhanced revenues, and possible consolidation. The question I have for you, gentlemen, and I can give you verbiage to do that very thing, is this. do we want to bring on an individual who is, we feel is qualified through an employee status part-time for, say, a three-month period of time to make the evaluation and analysis of 911 itself, the entire department, how it operates, what potential revenues are there, what additional revenues might be available, and avail themselves to the General Assembly for an explanation of what has happened over the course of the last couple of years. I know that Taney County, as well as almost every other county in the state of Missouri and cities, have worked diligently with the General Assembly to see that there could be some changes made to existing 911 statutes. Because without changes being made, a number of counties are going to run short of revenues. Some are already running short of revenues, and as I understand it, Taney County may very well be one of those within a couple of years, hypothetically, that no longer has the money to provide the service because the taxes that we derive currently come from a portion of the phone bill, I think the base phone bill that those individuals with us within Taney County that still have a landline like I do pay, and cell phones do not. So the downsides are many, but two are many counties don't have 911 at all. Some counties that do have 911 have a diminishing base of revenues to draw from. As more and more people go to cell phones instead of landlines, your revenues diminish. When that happens, you have less dollars to provide the services that are necessary. So we really want to talk about bringing somebody on board that can look at all of the possibilities that exist out there to do a study for us of 911 within Taney County. And as our motion was, to determine potential operational savings, estimated cost to consolidate, if in fact that is an option, optional revenues, if any, and availability of existing telephone facilities, distribution of 911 calls between existing dispatch centers, et cetera. We can bring someone on as a temp employee, or we can go through the bid process of bringing on board an individual or corporation for, say, a three-month period of time. And I don't know what the druthers of this commission are. Whomever it is that comes on board, I want them to have the ability to work with the existing 911 advisory board and this county commission in supplying the information that we need to help us make the determinations that we're going to have to make. That was a long-winded way of saying, do you prefer hire an individual as an employee temporarily or seek someone through the bid process?
I know my answer is going to be probably in line with what yours is. I'd rather get an individual, the right individual for Taney County, however that's possible. If it's through an employee, I mean, there's an individual that was brought up months ago that I don't know what their employment status is, if it's a company or if an individual. So I would probably just say whatever you can negotiate. I think I'm indifferent on their status as long as we get the right individual to do the task.
Could we present some names along with the advisory board, or does the sheriff and do you gentlemen sit on that board, both of you? Okay, if we could have some names present to them and maybe.
Well, I've got one name in particular that I had chatted with briefly, and that's the individual who, if I'm not mistaken, still serves on the 911 advisory board, who also served as administrator of the first 911.
No, he's no longer on the board. He's not been on the board for years.
I'm sorry. Well, you know who I'm talking about then. He would be willing to undertake that on a part-time basis to provide us the information that we need. I have chatted with him. I believe that he would be independent in his thinking. He's very, 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 and has always been pro 911, the establishment of services within this county. He helped us to do that He helped us to implement it, and certainly he got us running by being the first administrator that the county had. And he is the only individual that I have chatted with about that. And that's somebody that I believe we could bring on board that would work directly with 911 advisory in defining all the things that are necessary for us to discover, not just the ones that we will provide, but we need the input from the 911 advisory board as well.
I guess the main question is, do we want to put that out for bid, or do we want
to... that's my question to you today.
Well, I think you need, if we're talking about the same individual, you need to ask him what he can do. I mean, if it's a company we're hiring, is it his company we're hiring, or are we employing him?
No, our option is we can hire an individual. We can just do that today if we want to. Our number two, if we're going to go out for bid for services, then we have to go through the process of doing that. And that's well within the bounds of Missouri law. I think that we have someone that would do a great job.
I just don't know if he can be an employee, is what I'm saying.
I understand. I would be delighted to chat with him and bring that information back to and have formal discussions with 911 Advisory Committee and this board.
Well, the name that you're talking about, but I would like to present that to the 911 board for a recommendation. Would that be...
I don't have, I mean, I've all but identified who it is by saying what position he had. I just don't feel it fair to say his name right now, but I'd love to talk, Jimmy, with you and Chris.
It might have someone else, too, that might be a
qualified individual. I don't want to bring anybody in that has any preset ideas or notions about the direction we should be going. I want to bring somebody who will be objective, somebody who will answer the questions that need to be answered and has a great knowledge of our 911 system. As it exists in Taney County. And if you guys will give me another week, I will cover those bases.
Perfect.
That's all right. I'd like to talk with you guys about that afterwards, if that's okay. Unless you have some comments you want to make right now, then you're welcome to do that.
I think we're headed in the right direction with this problem. As a matter of fact, I was surprised at the restaurants and convenience stores and everywhere else, the comments that were being made just from the pure bringing up of 911 and cell phones. I mean, everybody that I run into was asking what kind of financial condition they were in, and it goes into explaining that to provide funding for our needs of having 911. And so I think we're headed in the right direction here to try to figure out how to keep it in service and implement the needs of the citizen.
So you'll work with that, Ron, in the next week or so, then
let us
know?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Well, listen.
Gentlemen, we have rushed through.
We had scheduled a 30-minute break here, a wide schedule, but that's what we scheduled. So, James,
could I call you up to the microphone very quickly? I'd like you to make just a public announcement, if you would. This county commission is going to discuss at 11 o'clock today or sometime shortly thereafter, before we go into formal discussion, or citizen BOE, what date we're going to move forward to allow people to appeal to this Board of Equalization. In other words, they could come in and chat about what their assessments are. What I'd like you to announce, if you will, is the process of informal hearings. This would be a good time while we have a couple of minutes just to mention what people can do now, between now and BOE in your office with property assessments.
This is the time everyone has an opportunity to bring their appraisal forward.
Pull that closer, James.
To bring their appraisals or all the evidence they have on their properties, bring it to the assessor's office. We're not current with that. Are not privileged to have that information. It usually comes later on to the Board of Equalization. But the assessor at this point has the authority and the right to move values based on persuasive evidence. I know there's a lot of
For example, if you've assessed me for a house that's on my property and there's no house there, I can come to you and that can get taken care of.
We can get that. All the simplicity stuff we can get taken care of.
That's what I meant.
But we can also change a value based on an appraisal.
Can you give us your phone number so that they would know where to reach you, those people who might have a dispute?
Sure. You can reach us at 417-546-7240. And you also...
Did you get that number, Jimmy?
Call late, call often.
Call very late. It's after midnight.
Yeah, and keep trying because the phones have been fairly busy over the last 2 weeks. But we'll definitely talk to my appraisal department or myself, and we will look at the information. We're having a lot of people call right now, and it's just basically the economy's bad, and we want you to lower our properties. Well, we all know the economy's bad, and we need evidence. We need good, substantial evidence to lower values.
Well, and it wouldn't be what something's worth today. It's what it was worth on January 1st of this year,
January
correct?
1st of 2011. It's real important that if you have an appraisal done to come forward, you need to make sure that your appraiser understands those terms.
James, thank you for that. And
yes,
allowing
sir.
The people to meet with you, and we'll stand in recess till 11, gentlemen.
Yep.